Okay. So we have a few things to take up today. First thing is the very halacha that you chayev for mitzamtzim. So mitzamtzim is if you push a guy, hold a guy's head underwater. So you push him, hold him underwater, so he can't get up. So how do you know that you chayev misa for doing that? So it teaches you o be'eva. Okay. Or with how does Okay, so O be'eva means O with hatred, but O is, I guess it's from O. Rashi seems to learn O is, and it is like an extra word, so it's including this case. Okay, it's including this case. It's a reboy. So, of course, what's the Havmin Oskana? Why would I think you're chayiv for drowning a guy, basically? Why would I think you're potter? Okay, so maybe I'm thinking a long-winded path here, but just maybe simplify it a little bit. Is just to say it simply that in the case of let's say you hit him, so you're killing him, okay, you're killing the guy. I'd say in the case of the kavash, I'd say it's the water is killing him, or the fire is killing him. Okay, you're preventing, keeping him in the presence of the water. Like water kills someone because it prevents him from breathing, or fire kills him and burns him. And what you're doing is you're like a facilitating or allowing the water to kill him, or the fire to kill him. Like when you hit a guy, even if you use a weapon, like the weapon is like you're hitting him. That's like an extension of your head. That's just how you're hitting him. But here, it's like the outside, the force of the water is killing him. What are you doing? You're just holding. Holding isn't killing. Holding means you're maintaining him in the presence of the killer of the water, or the killer of the fire. So I'll say is that Maaser Sicha is where you do the killing, not where something else is doing the killing, and you're just mitzamtzim, you're just forcing him into that killer. That's not you as the killer. Isn't that how they translate to Kavash? I mean, even the Lashon of Kavash means force. Like, you're forcing him into something else. I mean, it's the something else which is doing it. You're not killing him. Forcing a guy, what are you doing? You're just pushing him. Just putting pressure on his head or whatever. That doesn't kill a person. There's no water there. I mean, they don't do it, So what's the maskana? I mean, that's a good point, right? It's a good point. How is that in Maaser Sicha? Right. Okay, good. Chaim's saying good. Is that... man is sophisticated. Man has chachma. It's kind of like malacha. But man knows how to use the forces of nature to his advantage. Right? That's what malacha is. But this is malacha. But the idea is teaching you that this is defined as maaser tzicha because you're using water or fire to your advantage. That's what a good fighter knows, that you don't have to necessarily give him the biggest hit on the head to kill him. All you can do is if he's underwater, just hold him underwater. And it's much easier to kill him that way. Let the water kill him. Let nature. Use nature to your advantage. Push him off, Part of the idea of like using nature to your advantage is also Maaser Tzicha. Maaser Tzicha doesn't have to be where you are administering the blow. But because man has chachma, so you could do a Maaser Tzicha through utilizing an inherent force of nature. True, it's a good point. If you push him to another person, another person is going to kill him. You don't say water is killing him. Water is inanimate. It's not killing him. I mean, the water is it's not a killer. I mean, you're a killer via nature. But that's a chiddush to say that you're chayav for that type of thing. That the limud. If you just have the basic halacha of kliyetz yadiko, evan yadiko, that's where you are doing the killing directly. But this teaching you is including that using your chachma, even if you use a force of nature to kill him, that's also maaser tzicha. The thing. Notice here the maisa is you're holding him in the force of nature. It's not like you do it and then the water comes and does its job. Here you're holding the guy in the water. At least in this case. We're going to have to get to the next case if you throw him in. But I mean, in the case where you're holding him in under, that's the maisa, ritzicha, holding him underwater, which is basically you're holding him in a case, in the killer. That's the maisa, ritzicha. That's also defined as maisa, ritzicha. Well, I'd say it's like this. It's like in a certain, if you just look at a mechanical sense, that's not a maaser tzicha. You're just holding him. Mechanically, what are you doing? You're just holding him. But given the forces of nature, this holding him underwater is the fine. There's a maaser of killing. That's killing a guy. Any person knows this action of that's murder. So it means the action is defined based upon his das. This Nidas is part of the Maisa, and therefore that's a knowledge of the fact that that is a force of nature, so that makes that a Maisa of murder. I mean, like, I don't know, really, like, let's say pulling a trigger. Is pulling a trigger killing him? Because you're just, you say, yo, I'm just pulling a trigger. I mean, there is such a thing as, I don't know, is pushing a button which makes a bomb blow up, that you'll say that's clear, that's not a Maisa or Tzicha?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So wait, but...
That is included in your...
Okay, so... So what's the problem with that? So are you convinced that that's not true? Pulling a trigger?
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, so what's the problem?
Because it seems like the Lahav has cases where we don't incorporate
like what?
Part of your design.
Like what?
Like the animal case, let's say, or like the case of...
But they showed you the animal case is a different thing. Your bomb case isn't... I'm not sure what your question is. Where's those sugyas? Are these sugyas? That's not a fair question to ask. And we have to learn through all these sugyas. That's what I saw. There's a question like that. It's not so simple. I mean, that's the Mishnah. These are these sugyas.
Okay.
But, I mean, these aren't clear-cut. Your case of a bomb, is that true? If you push a button, you think that you're asking a Torah, that obviously you're not going to be chayav for that. Is that true?
I would think you would be. I mean,
you think you would be? Fine. So maybe you are. I mean, is there a difference between pulling a trigger on a gun or pushing a button and blowing out, causing a bomb to go off? Are those different?
I mean, I guess if you want to, there's a here between mechanical
right.
versus a button, just triggers an electrical charge. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
How
correct. Like right. So the point is, we have to do the sugyas. We're starting at the beginning of a whole new sugya now.
Okay.
I mean, you cannot give a sword because it's going to open up all other further problems in the sugya. Right. That's what I'd say. I would say is that choking someone, see what Maris is saying. I wouldn't say choking is. I mean, choking isn't like you're just causing. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're stopping him from breathing. That is killing him. You're actively killing him. What's killing him? The air is. What's killing him? He has to breathe. You're preventing him from breathing. But there, here, it's the water that's preventing him from breathing. You're just holding him in the water. I mean, but choking him, you're holding his lungs closed. You know, you're holding his throat closed so he can't breathe. You know?
Right. So
now. Okay, so now the next step is Geresha. So now let's say a guy falls in the water. The guy falls in the water, and he falls in and under the water, and he would come up, but I hold him so that he can't come up. So I would think you're not chayav for that. Mashmalon, the Mishnah is teaching you, you are chayav for that. Okay, you are chayav for that. Right. I guess according to Havmina, the only case you'd be chayav for is if you really push him in the water, push him under the water. You know, but if he's under the water on his own and you're just keeping him under, that's not going to be. Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe the pshat is like this, is that... So the difference is... Let's just know... I'll just say the difference first, then I'll be able to find it. But the difference is that in the case where you're basically pushing him in the water... So you're attacking him. Okay, what does it mean? You're doing a maisa of attacking him. Okay, you're throwing him in the water. Okay, but throwing him in the water, or pushing him in the water, per se, isn't an action of killing him. It's just an action of attacking him, of pushing him. Okay, pushing isn't killing. Pushing is pushing. It's an attack. It's just not... You know, so you say your machshava renders that type of an attack into killing. Okay, because pushing him in water kills him. Right, so therefore, you're doing a maisa of attacking a guy, you are attacking him, it's just that that attack doesn't have a quality of death. It just has a quality of, pushing a guy. But the machshava takes the maisa of pushing him underwater and renders it into a maisa of killing him. Okay? But when he goes underwater, so there's no attack even. There's no maisa of even attacking the guy. What are you doing? You're just holding him. He's underwater. What are you doing? You're just holding him. That's not a maisa. That's not a maisa of an attack. You're just holding him. Holding him in place. Right? I mean, you're not doing anything. You're just preventing him to grasping his shirt so he can't get above water. I don't know, whatever it is. Or grasping his head. So that's not even an attack. So there's no... I say that's not a maisa or tzicha. What machshava could do is it could take a maisa of an attack and render it into a fatal attack. Okay, you have to have the basis there that you're involved in attacking the guy, and then it renders it ups it to the level of a fatal blow. But there's no maisa hakah or no maisa of an attack in the first place, So it's very nice that your, you know, your machshava is to kill him and you're bringing it about, but there's no ma'aser ritzicha. This killing my ritzicha is a time. What I'm saying is that ritzicha is a kind of attacking a guy. There's an idea. There's like a class of human activities where you infringe on the guy, you attack him. I mean, attack's a word, but it's a concept. I mean, I'm referring to a concept. I mean, I don't want this word to be the attacks word, but there's an idea where you're attacking the guy. Now, there's certain different types of attacks. There's attacks which just hurt him, just bother him, just annoy whatever, and then the attacks that kill him. So there's a certain type of an idea. Ritzicha is a kind of an attack, but it's a fatal attack. So that's the idea. There's a maisa. That's the idea. The maisa or tzicha is a type of an attack on the guy, type of a hit, type of a blow, a type of a something. I mean, it's an aggressor. You're aggressive. You're an aggressor towards him. You're doing something. So it's but in kavash, you're not doing anything. It's like passive. What are you doing? You're holding him. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not really a maisa. It's not really a maisa. Holding. Holding. I mean, what's holding? And pushing or shoving, that's a maisa. I mean, it's like you're just gripping it. I mean, no, I don't think it's a maisa. I mean, it's like it's not in an ordinary sense of the term a maisa. I mean, we have to find the maskanas holding it. Obviously, it's a maisa. It is a maisa. It's tzichas. We have to explain that. But I mean, in the ordinary sense of the term, that's not a maisa. I mean, holding something in place isn't exactly a maisa. It's stopping it from moving. You're preventing him from swimming up, but it's not an action. Yeah, well, maybe it'll help. Okay, so what's the maskana? So maskana is that here's what it's like. Mechanically, it's not really a maisa. Mechanically, it's not a maisa. You're just preventing a state of going up. You're just holding something in place. But the thing is that, insofar as your machshava is concerned, it is a maisa. And that's the chiddush, is that not only can machshava take a maisa, which is an attack, and give it the quality of death, of fatal. But it could even take something which in the mechanical framework isn't even a maisa, and it could render it into it. It's not even an attack, and it could render it into an attack. In a certain sense, you look at it as an attack, because in a human framework, of course that's an attack. What do you mean that's not an attack? But mechanically, all I'm doing is I'm passive. I'm just holding him in place. I'm not doing something. When I push him underwater, I'm doing something. Here, I'm not doing. I'm just physically, I'm preventing something from happening. But since you're preventing him from coming, he's basically in a state of underwater where he can't breathe, and you are holding him underwater, that's an action of killing him. Holding him in a state where he's going to die is an action of killing him. So the chiddush is, that's what these are two. There are two degrees in the same question, is what's the role of machshava? I mean, the havmina is that killing is as a mechanical blow. Teaching you is, no, that even if you have a blow, even if you have an action of attacking a guy, which is not really mechanically fatal, but your machshava renders the attack fatal. So pushing a guy in under the water, that's a fatal attack. But that's already taking something which is an attack, and it's giving it the quality of death, of ritzicha. But then you have kavash is teaching you is that not that even where you have something which in the mechanical framework isn't an attack at all, it's not a maisa at all. It's really just maintaining a state. You're not a maisa. It's like you're changing something. You're doing something. Here you're just maintaining a state. But since that state is a fatal state, and the guy's naturally omed to come up from that state and to be able to live, and you're maintaining that state, the action of doing that's defined as maisa ritzicha. Your machshava takes something which is in a mechanical framework is really passive. There's really just the maintaining something, which is an action isn't maintaining. An action is doing something. So take something which is maintaining, and it renders it into a maisa ritzicha. So it's like it's pushing the line. It's showing you that how far the idea of the machshava. Once you introduce the machshava, then naturally it does the next step as well. Now, when I say machshava, I mean that when you define an action for a human being, you don't define it purely based on the mechanics. So you base it, you include in it what the human being knows, what man knows, and since man's knowledge, man knows that water kills. Or that fire kills, so therefore you can't just say my action is an action of pushing a guy across the room. It's an action of pushing a guy into a fatal condition. So that's the idea of that is, if an animal pushes another animal into fire, it's not killing it, it's just pushing, it's pushing it. It's not killing it, it doesn't even know that fire kills. It's just fire, what does it know about fire? If an animal is stepping on you could probably have a mother could step on its baby underwater and kill it because it doesn't know that water kills. I mean, so it's not killing. But what renders that an action of killing is the fact that your mind knows that because you have das, and das tells you that this is a killer. Water is a killer. Fire is a killer. So the machshava, the action has to be defined not purely mechanically like you define it for an animal, but the action is defined for a man, for a human being. For a human being, that's defined as a maisa of killing. So it's a maisa, but it's a maisa of an attack, but it's defined as a maisa of killing because it's your machshava. Now, in the makavash isn't even a maisa, is mechanically. So the thing is, you could have argued that the machshava could do is it could take an attack and give it a quality of killing. But it can't take something and create a maisa out of nothing, out of just maintaining a state. So that's the teaching you is that since the framework of Ratzia says that since the machshava it's really the same thing that's killing him. He's basically in a state where he's conceptually he's alive, and you're causing him to die. So that's an action. That's also an action. You're physically you're holding him in a state of death. That's also maisa Ratzia. I mean, I'd say it's true. I don't think I'm saying it's not a maisa. It's like a lav shema maisa. Because you are like physically holding. I mean, there's like, it's not like you're just thinking or you're just sitting back and whatever. But it's not an attack. It's not just a maisa. I mean, a ritzicha is a certain type of a maisa. So it's the maisa mechanically is, you just move, you just, it's a slight motion of, you know, your fingers, you're tightening your fingers, you know, on his head. That's not an attack. So it says the maisa of pushing him underwater, that's an attack. And the machshava renders that attack fatal. But here, the maisa is just the maisa, it's not a maisa of an attack, it's just the maisa of holding a hat or holding a shirt. So it's taking is, your machshava says that the maisa of holding a shirt under these conditions, holding a shirt of a guy who's underwater, that maisa is a maisa of an attack. So it renders into attack. I mean, but it's not right. It has to have a demise, right? You can't take something which is passive and make it into active. You're not doing anything. I mean, but gives it a character. It gives it the character of attack. It's not an attack. I mean, holding a guy, the physical character of holding a guy, pushing a guy, is causing him to lose his balance, and it's an action which causes injury in general. But holding a guy doesn't cause, no one got injured by holding them. I mean, holding them, the physical action of holding is saying, I don't want you to go somewhere, so I'm holding you to prevent you from leaving. That's not an attack. It's exercising my will on a guy by preventing him from going to the place he wants to because I want it, you know. But that's not an attack. I mean, I may hold him in order to attack him. I mean, if I'm giving him like a, you know, some sort of a headlock or whatever, I mean, that's a different thing. I'm not just holding him. But I mean, you know, I'm just holding him. So the action of holding him isn't an attack per se. But pushing is. But holding him underwater is an attack because, you know, that's not just holding. I mean, you must have to realize that's not just holding. Holding a guy just so he can't walk somewhere is one thing. Holding a guy in a fatal situation, in a situation where he needs air and not letting him get up, that's an attack. That's goes machshava. So it's really, I mean, what's good, I think what's good here, if you hear the svara, or if you buy the svara, it's a good model of, like, steps. You know, like how the Gemara is, like, kind of pushing the line of the svara. It's like introducing an idea. And like how like sometimes it's good when you can do this. Like you have five Meskanos and Gemara, which kind of build on each other. You know, it's pushing the line. I mean, it's always good. I would think it's good when it works out this way. But it's also you could kind of try to do that because like you could if you have a good svara and then you see the Gemara says I take up the next question, you could think, well, maybe I could further refine this question. You know, and that often happens because I mean. Gemara is analyzing an area, so as you analyze an area, each question brings up a new, you know, further point. So I'm not saying it always is that way. I mean, sometimes you analyze one question, and you ask a different question, and two different things. I mean, it's not, but it's, you know, it's something to look out for. Is oftentimes after you clear one chakira, you could push to the line a little further and clear another chakira. You know, so it's something to, you know, you keep your eyes open for. The first thing was. I'm saying because the first question was, is that am I chayv misa for pushing a guy underwater? The whole thing, kavash, altogether. Push him underwater. So what was the question? Is do you say that you need a mechanical misa of killing a guy? Mechanical misa of hitting him, but pushing him underwater, the water is killing him. But you say, no, my machshava will say that type of killing, that type of an attack is killing. So then it's saying, okay, fine. So that type of an attack is defined as killing. Machshava could take an attack and make it killing. Fine, but could it take something which isn't even an attack and make it into an attack? And killing is pushing the line of what machshava does. Again, and the idea of what machshava does, again, just to clarify, machshava means is that activities of human beings are defined not purely based upon their mechanical properties, but they're defined based upon das. But not always. I mean, halacha is, it's not so simple, because in halacha certain things are rigid and concrete and halachic. And, you know, you could have argued that halacha doesn't go into the machshava. I mean, physically, you have to go by the physical definition of the action. So, I mean, you have to have the limudim to show you the line of where you introduce these things. You know? Yeah. So, okay, so what that leaves us for, I guess, next time is that what about if I push him in the water and he could have gotten up? He could have gotten up. Most people at his whatever could get up, but he doesn't make it. For whatever reason, he doesn't make it. So I would think that you're chayev. Kavash malah on your pater. So the question is why would I think you're chayev? I mean, he basically, you didn't do the ma'aser tzicha. He wasn't going to die like that. So it happens to be he died, that's not your problem. That should be the same thing as hitting him with a little rock. He shouldn't die from it. Which seems to be the maskana, just how I've done the same with the havmina. But that's what the Mishnah is trying to come to teach you, so obviously there's a yad havmina. So we'll do that, and then go further. Then the Gemara asks, actually, whether or not, I think it asks whether you have kavash by Nezikin. Right? If your animal does kavash, isn't it?
No.
If you kavash your friend's animal, right? You do kavash by nezak. Is kavash chayev by nezak also, or is it only chayev by is only chayev by ritzicha? Okay, so maybe we'll take that up also.